Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And as the time is quickly moving along, we are now up to the last of the section of Zichronos, wherein we read V'zacharti lam bris rishonim asher otzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'nei agoyim. Right? I'll remember the covenant of the earlier ones, whom I took out of the land of Egypt to be lios lahem le'lokim. For me to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu on top of them. Who are we recalling in this pasuk? And what does this have to do with Le'enei Hagoyim? And by the way, in terms of us, what's our connection to what's happened at one point in time at the end of the Tochacha? And I think for us to develop certain lines of thought in the context of Tefillah, I'd like to mention three different approaches. Approach number one, which I believe is the Ibn Ezra and the Radak in Habakkuk and in Yeshayahu and in the Netziv over here, all surround the same idea, that this bris that we're talking about is a bris that was set aside in memory and in the zchus to recall the Avos Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Sarif Gerachav Aleah. And maybe according to the Torah, our other great leaders, Moshe and Aaron. In other words, like basically we're calling out all our all-stars, Shalom Namus Bitzaros, that we should understand. Berogez, when God is even angry at us, when we're going through Tzaros, we still have to remember, our Kodesh Baruch Hu should still remember who we are, and He will protect us in the merit of the all-stars on our all-star team. And that's what we mean in the Pasuk, right, that we are asking Hashem to save us. And by the way, at the same point in time, we have a responsibility to thank Him for the chesed that He shows us in the process of saving us. Approach number two is an approach that is brought down by the Alshech in Habakkuk, and the Vilna Gaon as well, among others, is that when we talk about Zacharti Lohem, the Lohem refers to the Shvatim themselves. And the Meshech Chachmah Meir Simchab Divinsk adds that that's because the fact that the Shvatim kept the Kedushas HaMitzvos, even in Egypt. And we should make it our business to realize we still also do the same. We attach ourselves just the same. And the Chassidish Rebbe, the Mar Yecheskel adds that in the same way that in Mitzrayim there were small Zechusim, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their dress, right? They didn't change, their language. Those things saved them from Egypt, so we also have to think about our things as well, what we do in the process to make sure that we also merit to be saved. So approach one is reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking Him for the chesed of saving us. Approach number two is an understanding that it calls upon us to remember that we need to be like the Shvatim, like the earlier generations, and grow from that. Approach number three is that of the Ramban, who says that what? That we do this le'enei hagoyim. That is to say, that says the Ramban, God doesn't want to have a chilul Hashem in His world. And so He's going to save us because He's backed us. He's gone all in with us. And so therefore we need to be able to do the same. So of course, as we're summing up these ideas and carrying them with us in the tefillah, perhaps we want to ask ourselves to remind Hashem that He promised to save us, and how might we express our gratitude for that? That may be the first thing we might want to consider. The second thing we might want to think about is, what schusim can we offer Hashem now? And what do we think that we're going to do to make sure that we will be able to offer them in the future? And point number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to prevent Chilul Hashem. I'm sure we do as well. How can we make sure to hold up from those things as well? And if we make it our business to think about these things, as a Hashem, we'll be able to grow in wonderful, terrific, better, strong ways. Have a terrific day.